Neil Armstrong was born in Wapakoneta, Ohio. As a young man, he became a pilot, studied engineering at Purdue University, and he flew in the Navy during the Korean War. Armstrong made two trips to space. The second time, of course, he was the first man to land on the moon. But aviation photographer and author Dan Patterson says that's something he never bragged about.
I mean, nationally and around the world, we lost somebody on the same level as, you know, Magellan or Columbus. But he would be the first to say he was the guy that got the job. And the thousands and tens of thousands of people that worked for NASA were the ones that got him there.
Patterson says Armstrong was considered by his peers the best pilot with a cool head. He says that was proven especially when he landed on the moon.
The alarm bells were going off. The fuel gauge was running out. The onboard computer was leading them toward a landing site filled with boulders, and he took over control, and he flew that thing by hand. A couple of years ago, he spoke at the National Aviation Hall of Fame, and somebody asked him about that. And he said, yeah, it was pretty tight, but like any good Ohio farm boy knows, even when the needle says empty, there's a few gallons left in the tank.
A private ceremony for Neil Armstrong will take place in Cincinnati on Friday. He was 82 years old. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.